then you're Attorney General till 86, and you decide to leave the Attorney General's office and to accept a position as Dean and Professor of Law at Oklahoma City University. Tell us why. How did that come about?
Well, to be totally truthful, I had gone through a divorce and I had two young children. I was having trouble making it financially with the relatively small salary that the AG made and trying to run two households. My ex-wife was going to back to work, but she needed a semester or two to complete some schooling and things. And so I was trying to come up with enough money to support two households, and she was trying to come up with money to support a household too. You know, I was approached by Oklahoma City University, and they wanted me to serve as dean of their law school, and the remuneration was over twice that of the AG's office. And so I said, you know, I guess I'm being asked to deal with the critical shortage of lawyers in our society. You know, that it's more important to train lawyers than it is to have AGs with experience. But and the legislature had promised to raise the AG's salary, but they didn't get it done before that election, and you can't raise it. You have to raise it before an election. You can't raise it after an election. You'd have to wait until 4 years, and so there was no chance that any help was going to come, and so the financial picture was a great part of it.
Well, then that was a major pivot for you, because it landed you in the world of law, and you had not really been an educator before that. So how did that experience work for you, and did it take a while to get into the swing of things, or was it easy from the get-go?
Well, you know, one of the things that they wanted me to do was raise money. Well, I knew how to do that a little bit from political work. I knew how to make a speech. I had never written a law review article before, and I wrote my first law review article. I've written a number since then. It was a great 3-year period. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being a part of Oklahoma City. You know, as Attorney General, I had been pretty much interested in the entire state, but as Dean of the Law School, I did most of my work in Oklahoma City, working with the law firms here, and it was a good place for me, and I did learn a lot.
Well, I'm sure you produced some fine attorneys out there that are doing well in practice to this day.
Well, you know, one day I was in my office and I had filed an article. I needed a new secretary. And this young woman came to my office, and her resume had been selected from the stack. And as I was interviewing her, I found that she had taken the law school entrance test and done really well. And I said, you know, madam, you have an outstanding score here, and your grade point is good. Have you ever thought about not working here but becoming a lawyer? And she said, well, I thought about it, but I'd have to scrape some money together right now. I don't have enough money to get my books. I could probably come up with, you know, since you let us pay the tuition out, I could probably do that, but I just don't have the money for the books. And I said, well, what if I find the money for the books? And then you can give them back to me and I'll recycle them. And I did, and I got her in law school, and she graduated and has become a successful lawyer.
Great.
So you love things like that when they happen.
Absolutely. You know? Great story.